Tulsa Opera has removed a composer from its upcoming Greenwood Overcomes concert commemorating the Tulsa Race Massacre over a disagreement about the ending of his original piece. The concert features black composers and singers. Daniel Rumain wrote "They Still Want to Kill Us" for mezzo-soprano Denise Graves. It's a telling of the events of the massacre and his perspective of it, ending with the lines, "God bless America, God damn America." Graves, who sang Gene Shear's American Anthem at U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg Memorial in September, took issue with the lyrics, saying in a statement she doesn't have trouble with strong lyrics, but, quote, felt that they did not line up with my personal values, unquote. Tulsa Opera Artistic Director Tobias Picker said he suggested edits because of Graves' concerns.
I told him it reminded me of Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. And that I said that I thought if he could consider a couple of these suggestions, that maybe Ms. Graves would be more comfortable with it.
Rumain said he felt like concert co-curator Picker, who is white, was changing not only his words, but also his meaning.
It hurt to have someone suggest things to you that are completely not about not only the incident that happened in 1921, but they really aren't speaking to what happened on January 6th, what happened in Ferguson. What happened in Charlottesville? I only have to say the names now. What happened in, you know, in Atlanta? There's actually a difference between us. And there's a different life and there's a different consequence.
Greenwood Overcomes co-curator Howard Watkins, who is black, speculated on how the proposed edits were delivered. He said he's a friend of Rumain's from years back and recommended him as a composer for the concert.
One has to wonder, could it have been better received if the comments had come directly from Denise or even from me?
Rumain was told his work would no longer be part of the concert after declining to change his lyrics. Rumain said his closing line is partly inspired by James Baldwin's concept of loving America so much, he insists on the right to criticize her perpetually.
God bless America has to mean something more than just something Christian or Judeo-Christian, right? And it does. And at the same time, what's getting lost here is God damn America means a lot of things, not just the literal, of course not. It is in the spirit of how can America be better.
Watkins and Picker said the meaning is clear.
To have God damn America is subject, verb, object. And I think that that's certainly the way it would have been taken by anyone hearing it. It's certainly the way I took it when I read it. And it's certainly been the reaction of people I've read it to.
We did talk with other singers about how they would feel about singing it on the program, and they didn't feel any differently.
Rumain says he would welcome talking through the piece with Graves, but believes the situation is part of a larger problem of too few people of color being leaders in American opera. Tulsa Opera paid Rumain his commission fee, and he retains ownership of the libretto. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.